This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I bring you a warm welcome to the Daily Devotional and our current series. We're at part 26 of this wonderful series in the Daily Devotional specials, Peace and Love, and part 26. And today we turn to the book of Romans and the 8th chapter. I love the 8th chapter of Romans. I just love this chapter. And we take a look at verse 31 today. My Bible titles this entire section, Nothing Can Separate Us from God's Love. This series is titled Peace and Love. And I believe with love comes peace. And I believe with peace comes love. They are joined together. They are inextricably linked. And I love that. Because when I feel God's love, I feel such peace. And when I'm feeling such wonderful peace that passes all understanding, I know I'm sensing God's love in such a powerful way. Paul says this to the church in Rome, the 8th chapter and verse 31. He says, "What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? If God is in our corner, who's going to come against us and win?" That's what he's saying. He's saying you need to know that if you have dedicated your life to Christ, if you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus, then you need to know that God is for you. The Heavenly Father is for you. He's looking out for you. Always. He's never not looking out for you. A little earlier, I prayed for Gail in South Africa because she has a problem with her eye, her left eye. And we're praying that the Lord would heal her before she even goes to this appointment tomorrow. But that doesn't make any difference. You see, when you look at it in the scheme of things, when Gail is sitting there in her house and she is concerned and she's worried and she's fearful of what the doctors are going to say because she has got a problem with her left eye, the Bible says this: perfect love casts out all fear. And therefore, when the love of God comes into your life, all the fear has to go. It can't stay. I don't have to literally sit here and pray for the fear to go. And that's the wonderful thing. You see, when God's love pours into your heart and into your life, you don't then have to say, "Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that fear would banish from my life." Fear won't be there. It cannot be there. It cannot share the same space and time as God's love does. So when God's love pours into your life, fear has to go. The Bible tells us that. Perfect love drives out fear, says one particular version. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love sends it away, throws it out. It is kicked out. Imagine somebody who is drunk in a nightclub and the bouncer says, "It's time for you to leave," and he doesn't want to go. What does the bouncer do? He kicks him out. He literally throws him out. And that is what happens to fear inside you when God's love pours into your life. Are you hearing me today? Do I get an amen? Because this is really important you know this. When God's love pours into your life, fear goes. It has to. It is thrown out. Even if it doesn't want to go, it has to go. That fear will leave in Jesus' name. I don't know about you, whether you are facing, like Gail is, some problem with the doctor. I don't know if you've just been given a really bad report from the doctor and he has told you that you have months to live or weeks to live or whatever it is. We are praying at this moment in time. The team and I are praying at this moment in time for a lady who is up in Glasgow. Leslie Murray married her and her husband the other day. And we know that she has got this cancer. And she was in a hospice. She's now been sent home. That is the latest information I have, that this dear lady, I think her name is Michelle, I believe in Jesus' name that I want the fear of this illness, this disease, to go. I want this woman to give her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know Leslie from the Ark Project is going to see her very, very soon. And I just want to know, the thing is, I've forgotten her name, and Margaret will give me her name very, very soon, that I know. But I just want to know that the love of God is pouring into that lady's life. Because as the love of God pours into her life as she lies in her sickbed, then the fear of what might happen, and I have to say might because we don't know, it's only God's will, it's only God who decides. The fear that is in this lady's life, as God's love pours into her life, the fear of what she may have to face goes away. And I'll tell you this, when she knows Jesus, when she meets Jesus, and she invites Jesus into her heart, know this, I believe this in Jesus' mighty name, that the fear of passing from this life to the next will go. Because God's love is pouring in. Maybe you are in that same situation. Maybe you are scared of dying. Perhaps you haven't got a disease or anything wrong with you, but you're still scared of dying. You're frightened of what's going to happen when you pass from this life to the next life. I had no idea that I was going to go down this road. This lady's name is Michelle. Margaret's just told me. This lady's name is Michelle, and her husband is Stephen. And I want you to spend any time that you've got over the next few days, next week or so, just praying for Michelle and Stephen, that God would visit with them. That God's love would pour into Michelle and Stephen's lives. Because Stephen will be left bereft without his beloved wife whom he's just married. But Michelle, if the Lord decides to take her to his glory, has gone to a better place. It is not up to us to decide whether she lives or she dies. That's nothing to do with us. That is all to do with Almighty God. And perhaps as Michelle is so frightened to die, maybe you are too. And if you are fearing death now, I am going to pray that the love of God pours into your life right this minute. Right and this second, as I'm speaking to you now, because as the love of God pours into you, you will see for yourself that the fear that you have for dying will disappear. It might want to leave, it might not want to leave happily, It'll probably leave kicking and screaming, but fear will go because the Bible is true. And the Bible says perfect love casts out fear. Say it with me. Perfect love casts out fear. Say it again. Perfect love casts out fear. It goes in Jesus' name. I don't care what the situation. I don't care the problem. Fear will leave in the mighty name of Jesus. And when we're faced with death, when we're faced with thinking about death, are we thinking to ourselves what is going to happen to us? Because if we are, we're not certain of who God is. We're not certain of who Jesus Christ is. It is our hope that we will go to glory. It is our everlasting hope that the Lord will take us to Himself. Because He's promised to do that. John 3:16. Just take a look at that. John the 3rd chapter and verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that who should believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. It's all over the place. It is all over the place. But right now, right here, perfect love casts out fear is so important. As Paul says in Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 31, what should we say about these wonderful things, about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, beloved, who can be against us? And I believe in these coming days, I believe this so strongly, that Michelle and Stephen are going to begin to understand the power of God. I believe in these coming days that they are going to turn their attention toward Almighty God. And I believe in these days they are going to say yes to Jesus. And when they say those words, the fear of death will disappear. It will dissipate. It will no longer be there. And if you say yes to Jesus, and if you say yes to the love of God pouring into your heart today, right now, I can assure you that God's love will pour into you. And as it pours into you, as God's love makes its way into you and pours into your heart, that fear is going to disappear. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I love You and I adore You. Come into my heart again, afresh, and make me brand new. Lord, pour Your love into me now, in Jesus' name, and I will follow You for the rest of my life. Father, let fear go now in Jesus' mighty name. If you've just said that, I want to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, fear has gone. That's all I want to hear from you. Fear has gone. Do that right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.